Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أنزل علينا كتاب مبين الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. All praise is due to Allah, and after that, all praise is due to Allah. All praise is due to Allah who sent down upon us His book most clear. All praise is due to Allah who created the human being in the most excellent mold. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And we bear open and sound testimony without hesitation, without reservation, without embarrassment. There's no deity, no object of worship except Allah. Lahul mulk. His is the kingdom. Wa lahul hamd. To him is due all unqualified praise. Bi yadihi al-khayr. In his hand is all good. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. And he has power over all things. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And we bear open and sound testimony without hesitation, reservation, or embarrassment that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is his slave servant and his messenger. We pray, Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barak ala sayyidina Muhammad. O Allah, send your prayers and your peace upon our leader Muhammad wa ala alihi, upon his family, wa sahbihi, upon his companions, ajma'in, all of them. We are your Muslimun. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Qala Rabbi inni zalamtu nafsi faghfirli faghfirlahu innahu huwa al-ghafur rahim. Sadaqallahu alazim. This is the 28th chapter in the 16th ayah of the Quran, and an expression of it is, he prayed, O my Lord, I have indeed wronged my own soul. Do then forgive me. So Allah forgave him, for he is the oft-forgiving, most merciful. The hadith of Muhammad, which is the dua, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الهم والحزن والعجز والقصر والبخل والجبن وابتلاء الدين وغلبة الرجال. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. An expression of this dua and hadith is, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from anxiety and grief, and I seek refuge in you from helplessness and laziness, and I seek refuge in you from cowardliness and miserliness, and I seek refuge in you from being overpowered by debt and the oppression of men. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we're continuing on the subject of property, it being one of the five daruri, being one of the five pillars for the building of ummah, one of the five imperatives, five necessities, without which you can't have ummah. Ummah being the master mission of all Muslims, eternally, for all time. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. Let there arise out of you an ummah. That's the order to all of us Muslims, the order to all of us build ummah. That's the order. You looking for another order? That's the order. Everything else falls in that order. Neglect that, you neglect the master mission that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for us. Okay? So we are on the part property, the way my mnemonic device is family, intellect, religion, self, property. So it's like first, but the last letter is P, and we're on that last letter now, property, or mal in Lughat al-Arabiyyah. And so in this, we've been working through, and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, we're on the last part, not of the subject, but the last part of the dua. And that dua that says, and I seek refuge in you from the oppression of men. The oppression, that's the translation, but we're going to get into that. In fact, we're going to go ahead and get to that right now. In two hadith, you find different last segments. One hadith, it ends by saying, "What dala al-dain, wa ghalabat al-rijal, dala al-dain, wa ghalabat al-rijal." And it gets the same translation. It says, "From being overpowered by debt and the oppression of men." That's, it gets translated the same. But the other dua and hadith, it says, wa qahri rijal. So this qahri rijal, so a different word that's translated as oppression of men, is qahr, as opposed to ghalaba. Ghalaba translated as oppression. Qahra, I'm shortening it. Kahara translated as oppression. Kahara rijal. Ghalabat rijal is talking about the same thing. So there's a relationship between this kahara and ghalaba. Quick hadith lesson. There are two ways that hadith are reported. There are two ways. And they're reported beloved. Lafz meaning that it's been given explicitly, in specific words, explicitly. Bil-lafz, and then they are transmitted bil-ma'na, according to the meaning. They're transmitted according to the meaning. So this is how you can understand why in two hadith, you have two different words being used in the same hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the hadith scientists will go and say, okay, well, this one is the one that's reported bil lafz, and this one is the one that's reported bil ma'na. I don't know. I'm just telling you. So don't wait for that lesson. There's a whole worldwide web out there that you can get your study on. Okay. So that we need to get an understanding of those two words. And also, finally, in both hadith, it makes sense to translate it as oppression. That's the one that comes out in both definitions, right? So let's just look at the words. So basically, we're talking about three words, but in the first portion, inshallah, we'll just be speaking of two of those words, qahara and ghalaba, their base sense. So qahara, it means overpowering. Imam Muhammad, rahimahullah, he explained to us that one of the reasons of the capital of Egypt, Qahara. We say Cairo. Qahara is from the same word. Why? Because Pharaoh was dominant. Pharaoh was overpowering. And that was an expression of this overpowering force that Pharaoh represented. So the Pharaoh, I should say. Now, all the Pharaohs weren't the same. But Qahara is speaking about overpowering and subduing, okay? For the sake of easily, I believe, understanding, when you understand the sense of the word, so this Qahara being overpowered, it's like, I was trying to avoid it, but I can't get around it. It's like somebody's getting robbed at gunpoint, right? You know what this is. Okay, well, that, you were overpowered. That was overpowered. It wasn't no negotiating. It wasn't no informing. It wasn't no wrestling and fighting, at least not at this point. You are being overpowered in that moment. A person is expressing subduing power. In fact, it speaks about a power that deprives you of any will. It's taking your will away. You have no will in this situation. You have no will. Don't go hero talk for me right now. Just understand. It's like the thing that will, the time to decide and all. It's like that's Qahara. Qahara. So I want you to understand the nature of that. So that Qahara has much more to do with doing things that deprive the individual of any will to do otherwise. We seek refuge from being over, let's go with slavery. Even though one stupid guy, maybe he was having a moment, he said like slavery was a choice. Okay. I think you paid the social media price for that stupidity. It's like, no, slavery wasn't a choice. That was Qahara. That was Qahara. So if you understand Qahara, then that's what you understand. That's what you're seeing as a model. Like you have your will against this thing right here is irrelevant. Qahara, right? And so we seek refuge in one of the reports. It says, well, Qahara al-Rijal. From, that is, we seek refuge from Qahara al-Rijal, from the power of men to take away my will, from being in a situation where I'm deprived of my own will. That's what we seek refuge a lot from in the way that that's translated, right? Ghalaba, ghalaba. And what is ghalaba? Ghalaba, it gets translated as oppression too, right? In terms of being overpowered, right? But it has to do with prevailing after the conflict. Okay. Do I tell you? Good job. I'm sorry, I talk, could talk sometimes. Well, yeah. It's like, what you gonna do? All right, then it starts. Now, the one that remains standing, that is ghalib. That's the one who won, right? But it was victorious. They were victorious after the conflict. Qahara, no conflict. Your will is taken away. There's no battle. It's done. Ghalaba, conflict, and then triumph of the one who has that victory. friend of ours who passed away, his name was Ghuleb Ghalib. That was his name, Ghuleb Ghalib, rahimahullah alayhi. Very wonderful sound artist. Alhamdulillah. So it's talking about victory. But it also, that same word is the word that's used to speak of the reverse also. That is, if you beat somebody, I'm talking about now in competition. Okay, whatever, whoever. I don't know. So many games out there, you choose one. Whatever. I don't know who's playing. I'm going to say a name because I know there's the experts out there. No, they didn't even play them this weekend. Okay, look, whatever. The Raiders in Kansas City, whatever. It's like, okay, the Raiders beat Kansas City, right? And then you say, and the Raiders were beaten by Kansas City, right? So the point is the same word beat and beaten has to do with winning or losing. Okay, so ghalaba is speaking to that same thing. So you can be the one who was defeated, or you can be the one who was victorious. The same term is sought, or rather is used. And this is so when we seek refuge with Allah from a ghalabat al-rijal, we seek refuge from men being victorious over us. We seek refuge from ghalabat al-rijal, from men being victorious over us. Now, what's critical that I would like to share is it didn't say wa ghalabat al-nas. You know, that way you could translate that as men. That is thinking about men in the broad, universal sense, right? So seek refuge from being overpowered by mankind. And Nask would lead you with that. Or a civilization, you would be left with that, the civilization. No. In both of these, whether you're saying Kahar al-Rijal or Ghalabat al-Rijal, it's al-Rijal. It's a big thing. It's a big thing. Ghalabat al-Rijal. So we're not looking out for the women. Listen, we're not looking away. We seek refuge from being overpowered by women, even though there's some men that are overpowered by women. Don't act like you don't know, okay? So, but the idea is, no, we're being specifically pointed to in terms of men. In terms of men, Quran says, الرجال قوامون على النساء. Men are the protectors and the maintainers and the providers of women. Understand, this is Allah, the creator of men and women, giving the definition of men and women. In that same verse, I'm not going to go off into that. In that same verse, it talks about what a woman is. 434, Quran, verse 4, ayah 34. الرجال قوامون على النساء. Allah is telling us, here's the definition of manhood. Men are the maintainers, the protectors, the providers. قوامون على النساء. قوامون, when we stand up for prayer, we call the iqama. We call the iqama. Iqama means stand up straight. قد قامت الصلاة. Come to salah. Standing up straight. قامة. So, الرجال قوامون على النساء. Men are the protection and maintainers and providers. Women are the one is the usual translation, just like we're talking about translations of these two terms here, kahra and ghalaba. Al-rijal kawamun al-nisa. It means men are the ones who set women up. Men are the ones who establish the women. The definition of manhood is confirmed by your established proof that you can be depended on as a man. If you don't have women, listen to what I'm saying. You don't have to be married to fill this definition that I'm saying. It's good. But what about your mother? What about your auntie? What about your sister? What about your niece? What about your granddaughter? Ar-rijalaka wa muna al-nisa. A man can point to women who say, I can depend on him. And where's the receipts for your manhood? Don't say nothing. Just tell the women that depend on you to come and testify. Because, you know, we're good for talking. I want to tell everybody in this room, you're special, but I'm not taking a detour because you're here. I want you to really take that personal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us here together. Jummah belongs to God. It don't belong to Fahim Shohan. Okay? So I really want you to be clear on that. So, ar-rijal, and we seek refuge from being overpowered by ar-rijal. We don't want to be the kind of person who men are constantly victorious over. I mean, wherever you go, all the other men are better than you. All the other men are stronger than you. All the other men are more men than you. You're on the bottom of the stack. Every time there's a group of men around, that's a problem. But really greater than that, as I conclude this portion of the khutbah, is that, let me go ahead and read this, and then whatever flows after, we'll do that. I was listening to a YouTube video. Before I say anything further about that, this guy, he's a tech multimillionaire, blah, blah, you know, whatever. He had his existential crisis, blah, blah, blah. He comes to some kind of, you know, what's that, you had me at Hello, the movie, Tom Cruise. Jerry Maguire. He had a Jerry Maguire moment. You know, where you write that letter, send it out to everybody, and everybody says, going crazy. He kind of has that feel, but he's telling the truth. So he has a little pessimistic twang to his presentation. I'll go ahead and tell you where it's at. You know, watch out for the fish bones. I'm already telling you he's kind of have a little pessimism, but he's also telling the truth. Understand this, brother and sister. Truth is not in the facts. Truth is in the interpretation of the facts. Sometimes you think you get the facts. Oh, now that's the truth. No, you got the facts. Now you got to understand, what do the facts mean, really? And that has to do with your interpretation, and your interpretation has to do with your predisposition, the way you were socialized, blah, blah, blah. The way you see things is because of the way that you've been raised and brought up. So if you have an experience that clouds your vision, then everything you look at is going to be polka dots, if you understand what I'm saying. Everything is going to have those dots on it, but the dots ain't on that, it's on your eyes. Okay. So this tech millionaire YouTuber, he argues that the quality of life that one enjoys is largely a result of systemic inequality upheld by the military and governmental powers of one country. His view is that on the international level, there's no universal standard of good or evil, only the exercise of power, where countries take what they can because they have the ability to do so. Laws within each country are often just a rationalization that to legitimize the use of state force for national objectives. He illustrates the point with the example that Russia finds Google for publishing videos about the conflict in Ukraine to show that laws can be made to serve the government's special agenda rather than to serve the universal sense of justice or morality. I just read that so you can hear. Now, simple summary quickly. What he's saying is that make it brief. Do you understand Americans? I'm talking all Americans. Do you understand that you live in the Godfather's house? You don't know that America's Godfather of the globe? And is always making offers that folks can't refuse? And I think most of us do not know of any place else in the world that we would rather just give it up and live. There may be a couple of places, but you have to stay in that neighborhood too. If you're understanding what I'm saying, is that yes, we are benefiting, even though we have suffered from it, and I'm not approving it. I'm saying what it is as what he said, that what we are enjoying now and even what others are enjoying off the backs of 400 years of slavery, that was an imposition of power that put the people in power, in the power position that they are in. We were overpowered by men, and those overpowering men were the ones that established America and used the slave labor to make America what it is right now. And after Bretton Woods, and I could go so many other places to show that when they cut up Africa, Europeans of all stripes, they cut up Africa, that was the overpowering of men. And we are in here, Spain, Italy, Portugal, France, Britain, we're in here to take your stuff. And we ain't giving it back. That's men overpowering entire nations. And so Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us on the individual level, I don't want to be overpowered by men. So what does that mean? If you don't want to be overpowered by men, then you got to be strong. Quickly, simply, humorously, but truthfully, you cannot let them eat your cornbread. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azaban nar. Amin. Allahu Akbar. Bismillah. We opened with this reading from the Quran. Qala Rabbi inni zalamtu nafsi faghfir li faghfara Allah innahu huwa ghafurur rahim. This prayer says, oh my Lord, I have indeed wronged my own soul. Do thou then forgive me. So Allah forgave him, for he is oft forgiving, most merciful. I know I said a lot, there's a lot of ways that these kind of factoids come into our head and, you know, move us in this way or that way emotionally. But primary to everything we're saying, we have to recognize, what is your share of the responsibility for your condition? It's not like, look what they did to us. Yeah, they did what they did. But what did you do, and what are you doing in consequence of that? One of the best descriptions I've heard given regarding that is, it's like the man illustrated it by saying, look, if you're in a parking lot and somebody knocks you down and robs you, they knock you down, they rob you, you ain't got nothing out of robbery. He's gone down the street. To do what he is saying we would do, now I'm talking about Bilalians particularly, what we have a tendency to do, come back here and pick me up. Come back here and take me to the hospital. Come back here, man, I ain't come to help you. I came to hurt you and help myself. I overpowered you. I took from you. I used my power on you. And that's what nations do to nations. And that's why nations are, absent the knowledge of Al-Islam and obedience to God, every nation is just trying to be the most powerful nation so they won't be oppressed by the other nation. That's the nature of things. Hey, if the world was all Muslim, we wouldn't have to have this conversation. But this world is not operating upon Islamic principles. It's operating on might, make, right. And listen, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, listen, and they're feeding it to our young people You better get you some power. Even baby, that look, I ain't mad. I'm sorry. My Caucasian brother and sister that's in the room, but I got to tell you. Even the Power series, now they got the white boy. He in charge of nigga black market. I know, brother, I thought this was Juma. I'm just trying to tell you what's real. The idea is that you're being oppressed and you're helping to oppress yourself if you subscribe to those kinds of philosophy. You got to have power. The only way to get what you want is power, et cetera. But you're being dominated by ideas that are not helpful, that are not useful, that will not lead to success. You are becoming an oppressor of yourself. And as an oppressor of yourself, what happens is you have no one to blame but yourself. The hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, hadith Qudsi, Allah says, I have forbidden oppression upon myself. I have forbidden oppression upon myself. And I have forbidden it amongst you. So don't oppress yourself. There's a long hadith that I'm not going to read here, but it's hadith Qudsi, number 17. This hadith Qudsi is one, it begins with that part that I gave, then I'll go down to the bottom. It says, so let him who finds good praise Allah, and let him who finds other than that blame no one but himself. This is God speaking. Just take a breath. I know I've said a lot of things that are, I don't like this word, but I got to say it because I know there are people who use this word that are triggering. I get it. That's not my goal. My goal is not to trigger. My goal is to get you to reflect on, am I making a contribution to my own shortcoming? Because the oppression of men doesn't only include those who are out there. The oppression of men has to do with that man that's in here. How am I oppressing myself? And to the extent that I'm not living up to the values that I subscribe to, that I claim, to that extent, I am oppressing myself. And I have nobody to blame. Allah said, if you find good, praise Allah. You find other than that, blame yourself. Man, God is mean. No. God is real. He's the only reality. Let me tell you something surprising, and I'll conclude with this, inshallah. Not just surprising, it's empowering. First, God says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَقُمْ مُغَيْرًا نِعْمَةَ أَنْعَمَهَا عَلَى قَوْمٌ حَتَّى يُغَيْرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Says Allah will never change the condition of anybody until they change it themselves with what is inside their own self. This is the Quran. This is not even hadith. This is God. This is not even Muhammad. This is God saying, you want to change the level of grace in your life, change what needs to be fixed in here. Allahu Akbar. So the ghalabat al-rijal includes yourself. And we don't have enough time. But it just, okay, there's me, and then I'm going to press myself. How do I press myself? Well, first, to know whether it is a fact or not, are you where you think you should be in life right now? Do you and are you at the place where you believe you are capable of being? Are you in that place right now? If you're not in that place right now, you've got to ask yourself in this context, why not? Maybe I've been holding me back. How do I hold me back? Short one, send you to the homework books. It's your gin. Just talk, let's go with that. I'm not going to stay there. It's your gin. It's gotten so much creepy power and so many vines of control over your nervous system, literally, that when you want to go to the true self, the you self, the real self, it say, we ain't got time for that. Come on, man, let's go over here. Who's talking? Yourself. But your socialized self, the one that was raised with Pookie. Now, anybody here named Pookie, it's okay. The one that was raised with Pookie that ran the street and did what they did and jumped over the fences. You know what I'm saying. That one is the one that said, yeah, you're Muslim, but yeah, we ain't got to be all Muslim-y right now. That one, that's the self that holds you back. So I ask you to do this one thing. In your own mind, we won't be able to complete this thought, but we can get the thought started. In your males and females, in your mind, I want you to list 10 things that you believe constitute the best you. The best you. Okay, so it's like, Fahim, should I list 10 things, the best, meaning I can be the best, Fahim, should I, if I, one, and if I, two, and if I, three, and if I, four. You go all the way down, you got 10. So you then read that list, those 10 things. What you may be surprised to know is that you are, your real self is already that. I know, it takes a minute. Your real self is already that. That's what another prophet said three times. Your real self is already, you are already that 10 list and more, that list of 10 and more. How? That's your true self. Where'd the list come from? Where'd the list come from? Who? I mean, who? But were you on the telephone? Somebody, okay, Fahim. No! Your true self told you this is your best self. And it said, put that on the list, put that on the list, put that on the list. Your true self, your uninterrupted self, knows the best of you. But your socialized self gets in your way. Every time you make a move to fulfill X number of that list of 10, something comes up to stop you. And God will never change the grace that he bestows upon the people until you change that. What's stopping you from being what you know, not only you are capable of, but now you know you are. So that means we have to watch ourselves on the inside. And when we see, oh, he's about to stop me from going to practice. Let's work with that one. Oh, he's about to stop me sooner than I need to be stopping. No. In order for me to get to where I'm going, I'm going to have to put in some more minutes. I'm going to have to put in some more time. I'm going to put in some more miles. I'm going to put in some more this, that, or the other. And that's on everything. So I thank you for your extra time and patience.
Stop here.
Allahu Akbar. اللهم صل الله محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الهم والحزن من الجزل والخسل والبخل والجبن والدلاء الدين وغلبة الرجال فالله show us the way to calmness and serenity. Oh Allah, show us the way to joy and happiness. Oh Allah, show us the way to empowerment, and capability, and strength. Oh Allah, show us the ways of industriousness and diligence and action. Oh Allah, show us the ways of courage and valor. Oh Allah, show us the ways of generosity and charity. Oh, Allah, bless us to live a life of solvency and learn how to live debt-free and how to be self-sufficient. And, oh, Allah, bless us not to be losers. Ameen, Allahumma ameen, wa akim as-salah. Allahu Akbar. لا إله إلا الله سيدنا محمد رسول الله استو استقيم يرحمكم الله وثابكم الله make our roads straight and even leave no space between the shaitan divided if our roads aren't straight our hearts won't agree الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألحاكم تكاثر حتى زرتم المكابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لا تسألون يومئذ عن النعيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لإلاف قريش ألافهم رحلة شتاء وصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمه من جوع وآمنه من خوف الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الفاتحة بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. I'm sorry, brothers, please keep your seat for just one extra minute here. Please. What are you telling me? You coming? Yeah, good, good. All right, everybody's down? Good, appreciate it. Now what I want all the Salam clan to stand up. Salam clan, I know that's in the house. Y'all stand up. Allahu Akbar. Takbir. 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 You're looking at some serious fruit from a real serious fruit from a real serious tree. They rolling that up in here. It ain't all testosterone. Got that brain, got that shine. I'm so happy to see you all here. I say the salam's up in hot. Imam Mikhail Salam, we have to spend the rest of the day talking about what his story is. But alhamdulillah, we thank Allah that that royal DNA, I'm going to call it, I said it, just somebody else had to deal with the rest of it. That royal DNA that's rocking right there, happy to see y'all. Very happy to see you. All right. That's it. Alhamdulillah. We're going to make a couple of announcements here. You can make it sunnah. We're going to make sunnah, mashallah. Janelle and Robin Edwards, happy anniversary. All right. Sharina Nuruddin. I did it. I started it. I started. It's all right. Let them go and finish up. It's good. It's like, you know, many of us haven't seen each other for a minute. So I understand. So just use your inside voice, inshallah. Sharina Nuruddin, Khalid Wajid. What's that? A couple of days ago, my brother right there, Khalid. Happy birthday, Stevie Wonder style to you, Khalid. Salim Mwakil, alhamdulillah. Also, the Muslim movement tomorrow, the ongoing movement activity. Oh, do you have it? Yeah. We'll be at 12 noon. We'll be at the San Lorenzo Community Center Park starting at 12 o'clock sharp. It will be exercising on the move. So arrive early and bring your bottle of water and a towel. So alhamdulillah, we had a wonderful time last week at Cesar Chavez. Was that where we were? Last weekend. Alhamdulillah. Wonderful. Also, time to be grateful. It's on. And there are two seats left at the Messier World Theme Banquet Table. $123 each. So if you plan on going to New Jersey and you want to be with some family, quote unquote, when you're there, we got two tickets left. And also, so we got that. We want to keep in our prayers, Zakia Omar. Zakia Omar, she suffered a broken tibia, I believe it is, a broken leg. And so she's recuperating and will be in that condition, mashallah, inshallah, for 14 weeks. May Allah help her as well. Now, there's an event coming up, the Islamic Scholarship Fund. Islamic Scholarship Fund, I believe it's Amina, what's the status? Let me do this. We're going to be getting, it's in there? Look between the two highlights. Okay. Any case, Salim Mokman. Salim, I want him to raise your hand again. So Najla, his daughter, is going to be receiving award recognition as a filmmaker at this event in Redwood City, September 23rd. So inshallah, congratulations to Salim again and to her again. And so we'll be there. So let's see what we got. All right, that's it. Yes. All right, good. So it's going to be at the Grand Bay Hotel, September 23rd at 5:30 p.m. Redwood City. So inshallah, we have a table. So if you want to get tickets to be there to see more of the fruit from our tree, be acknowledged, be there. It'd be wonderful to see family there. So get a ticket and come on through. So we got a table, be at the table so we can shout out our own Najla Mortman and the other awardees as well. That's going to be it. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum. Yes. Tahida Mwakir? Tahida Rid. Sorry, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. I think she's here. Is she here? No. Well, either way, happy birthday, Tahida. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you, sir. Sound like a blog talk.